I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how the balance of power within companies between managers and workers eroded to a point where large wage inequities threaten the economic future of the nation. I've read there was a time in America when workers were considered a company's greatest asset and were treated as such. But according to a recently published biography of Jack Welch by New York Times business writer David Gels, titled The Man Who Broke Capitalism, all that changed when Welch's approach to business became widely adopted. Once dubbed the best manager of the 20th century, former General Electric chief executive Welch retired from GE in 2001 and died in 2020, but his style of leadership lives on at some of the biggest companies in the U.S. The management innovations introduced by Welch included downsizing and outsourcing as key parts of business strategy. Welch earned the nickname Neutron Jack, which he hated, but came after he laid off some 250,000 employees during his two-decade tenure. And if you were fortunate enough to survive being outsourced or downsized, you were at the mercy of a policy called stack ranking, where the bottom 10% of performers were fired annually. I suppose that may have encouraged some workers to do their best, but established a cutthroat, survivor-like culture in the office and on the shop floor. While businesses have always been focused on the bottom line, Welch's obsession with profits over people made him a hero on Wall Street, where traders ultimately reward companies with high earnings compared to share price. Companies adopting the Welch philosophy of shareholders first and workers last include some of the big names in corporate America, such as Albertsons, Home Depot, Honeywell, and Chrysler, but not all were as successful as GE. What kept most of those managers on board was probably the Welchism that made it okay to pay managers, particularly CEOs and senior staff, incredible salaries compared to the people who actually produced the products. The darker side of the obsession with bottom line is the invitation to cheat, basically cook the books, a practice Welch reportedly engaged in. But cooking the books to fool Wall Street is one thing. Cutting corners on product quality to ensure profit can cost lives. Boeing, run by three Welch proteges, adopted the profit-first strategy, and it ultimately led to two deadly plane crashes in 2019 of its 737 MAX, which killed 346 people. Last year, Boeing agreed to pay more than $2.5 billion to resolve criminal fraud charges related to the MAX. Boeing's employees chose the path of profit over candor, said a Justice Department official at the time. I wonder how those employees were stack ranked.